for Otto Gatno. Never miss a night.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Was from 1942, Eddie Condon's band with the great trumpeter Max Kaminski and also Pee Wee Russell on clarinet. Of course, Eddie Condon, one of the great guitarists, joined also by Joe Sullivan, Al Morgan, and George Whittling. Now, that tune was called Lonesome Tag Blues, and it was written by Eddie Condon and Max Kaminski. And we'll move on now to 1937. To trumpeter Harry James. Well, he started out with the Benny Goodman Orchestra and had a very distinctive style. Some have called it soaring. It was certainly exuberant. And he went on to form his own band in 1939, which went on to greater glory. We're going to hear him before he left. 1937, it's with a small group, also featuring Teddy Wilson on piano, and Red Norvo on xylophone with John Simmons on bass. And they're going to bring us the Fats Waller number, Ain't Misbehaving. And I have to say, this is a fairly subdued Harry James on this one. But he does a fine job, as do Teddy and Red and John Simmons. And then we'll go forward 2 years to the Benny Goodman Orchestra. We'll hear from trumpeter Ziggy Ellman, who played with the band throughout the 1930s. It's, as I said, from 1939, and what the band is bringing us is actually a composition by Ziggy Ellman himself. He wrote the music, and the lyrics were provided by Johnny Mercer. So we'll hear them from Martha Tilton. The orchestra, of course, will join us, and we'll hear some fine trumpet work from Ziggy himself. And the song is called And the Angels Sing. And we'll go back to the smaller group format for our third number in the set from 1943. Edmund Hall, we heard from him last week, one of the great clarinetists. This will be his sextet. And they're going to bring us a number written by Gus Kahn, Johnny Green, and Carmen Lombardo called Coquette. And in addition to Edmund Hall on clarinet and Vic Dickinson on trombone, we'll hear the piano of Eddie Haywood, Al Casey on guitar, Billy Taylor on bass, and Sid Catlett on drums. And the trumpet on this one, brought to us by one of the very fine trumpeters, Emmett Berry. Three more recordings. We will go now to Teddy Wilson and Harry James with Red Norvo from 1937, Ain't Misbehaving.
me, and the angels sing. The angels sing the sweetest song I ever heard. You speak, and the angels sing. Then suddenly I see it all change. Long winter nights with the candles gleaming. Through it all, your face that I adore. You smile and the angels sing. And though it's just a gentle murmur,
you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before, coming to you from the University of Ottawa, CHUO 89.1 FM. And we're listening to some smaller groups and bigger bands today. We started out with Harry James, along with Teddy Wilson and Red Norvo, with Ain't Misbehaving. A very popular song written by Fats Waller. Then we heard from the Benny Goodman Orchestra with their trumpeter Ziggy Elman and his own composition, along with Johnny Mercer, of The Song and the Angels Sing, which featured lyrics by Martha Tilton and some very nice trumpet work from Ziggy himself. And we just heard from Edmund Hall and his sextet with trumpeter Emmett Berry and the jazz number Coquette from 1943. Well, coming up in just a moment, we have another small group. And this one is led by vibraphonist and player of the bass sax, Adrian Rollini. Well, he had a number of small groups throughout the 30s. And this one, I'm not terribly sure of the complete composition of the group, but I do know that Adrian is on bass sax. We have a trumpet from Jonah Jones and a clarinet from Sid Stoneburn. And it is just possible, I can't confirm it, that maybe Buddy Rich playing the drums. I think you'll agree, they make wonderful music together. Well, the song is written by Billy Myers, Jack Pettis, and Elmer Schäuble. And it's called Bugle Call Rag, recorded in 1938. And then for a rather change of mood and style, we're going to go to 1956 to a song, a recording taken from a movie. The movie was made of Cole Porter's musical High Society, which was very popular, and it was made into a movie in 1956. The song is recorded by Bing Crosby and Grace Kelly, the two stars of the show, of the movie, along, of course, with Frank Sinatra. And the song, it's a lovely duet with the two, Bing Crosby and Grace Kelly, and it's called True Love. And then back to, I believe it's in early 1940s, I'm not absolutely sure. This is Artie Shaw and his orchestra with singer Anita Boyer. And it's a song that I don't think many people have heard of. And it's not familiar to me either, but it's called Beau Night in Hotchkiss Corner, written by Herb Magidson and Ben Oakland. And we will start with Adrian Rollini and Friends, Bugle Call Rag. Thank you.
Suntan, windblown, honeymooners at last alone, feeling far above par. Oh, how lucky we are. While I give to you and you give to me, love forever true.
the floor after dancing. They always follow the sawmill turnpike to Pumpkin Hollow. There to kiss and cuddle and to hold tight, because there's moonlight, because it's bow night in Hotchkiss Corners.
We just heard Artie Shaw. And he was joined on that one by Anita Boye, singer who sang with the band for a while, with a tune called Bow Night in Hotchkiss Corner. Before that, we heard a Cole Porter number, True Love. And that was brought to us this morning by the Bing Crosby and Grace Kelly. And we started out with Adrian Rollini and Friends, Bugle Call Rag.
Rock, hip-hop, country, dance, reggae, English, French, it doesn't matter. Whatever you're into, we've got it here on CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa-Gatineau.
Ontario, you're making a difference to keep people safe from COVID-19, and we all need to continue our efforts to protect each other. Get tested if you're worried you may have COVID-19 or have been exposed to the virus. Practice physical distancing, stay 2 meters apart, wear a face covering when physical distancing is a challenge, and continue to wash hands frequently. Inside or out, stay safe. Save lives. Learn more at ontario.ca/coronavirus, paid for by the Government of Ontario.
Ontariens, ontariennes, vous contribuez à la protection des gens contre la COVID-19 et nous devons tous poursuivre nos efforts pour nous protéger les uns les autres. Faites-vous tester si vous craignez d'avoir la COVID-19 ou d'avoir été exposé au virus. Pratiquez la distanciation physique, restez à 2 mètres l'un de l'autre, portez un masque lorsque la distanciation physique est difficile et continuez à vous laver les mains fréquemment. À l'intérieur comme à l'extérieur, soyez prudents, sauvez des vies. Pour en savoir plus, consultez le site ontario.ca/coronavirus, payé par le gouvernement de l'Ontario.
Radio Rava is Ottawa's first Persian radio show. Tune in to Rava every Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest news, interviews on political and social issues, as well as music from different parts of Iran and the region. Check out RadioRava.com for more information, or like us on Facebook. Radio Rava, every Sunday at 3 p.m. on CHUO 89.1 FM in Ottawa.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before. We are coming to you from the University of Ottawa, CHUO 89.1 FM. We will hear next from Billy Butterfield, again a frequent visitor to the show. Played with the big bands, played with the smaller groups, had his own orchestra. Well, we're going to hear him from pretty early on in his career, 1938. And at this point, he just joined the Bob Crosby Orchestra, which is a very fine organization of Dixieland alumni and some great jazz talent in the orchestra, and also some songwriting talent, including Bob Haggart, who I believe was the bass player. And he wrote this song, this next song we will hear, especially for Billy Butterfield. And I always find that's rather nice. You know, Billy's a young trumpeter, just joined the band, and he gets his very own tune. And the tune is called What's New. We will hear it in instrumental form with Billy's trumpet, of course, and the rest of this wonderful band. Lyrics were later added by Johnny Burke, but we won't be hearing those today. And that's from 1938. From 1957, we will hear from one of the great trumpet players of all time, and one of the fathers of jazz, Louis Armstrong. It's a little later on in his career, And at this time, he made a number of recordings in duet with Ella Fitzgerald for the Verve label. We're going to hear one of those, which features Lewis on trumpet, and the voices, his own voice and that of Ella Fitzgerald, on the Don Redman, Andy Razzaf number, G-Baby, Ain't I Good to You. And for our third number in the set, we'll go back to 1942 to an immensely popular band around at the time and a very distinctive sound that just about everybody recognizes as being a major part of this time, and that is the band led by Glenn Miller and his orchestra. Well, around this time, they were also making some movies, and we will hear a song that was written for a movie starring the Miller Band, and the movie was called Orchestra Wives. And the song was written in 1942, and it's a particularly nice one. I'm very fond of this tune recorded by the Glenn Miller Orchestra. It's called At Last, written by Harry Warren and Matt Gordon, and the words will be brought to us by Ray Eberly. And we'll start with Billy Butterfield and the Bob Crosby Orchestra, What's New?
Thank you. love makes me treat you the way I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? There's nothing too good for good, so true. Mama, ain't I good to you? Yes. I bought you furs for Christmas and a diamond ring, Cadillac car and everything. Loves make me treat you the way I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you?
Smile spell was cast, and here we are in heaven, for you are mine at last.
Lovely version of the Harry Warren and Matt Gordon number, At Last, brought to us by Glenn Miller and his orchestra with Ray Eberle. And that was from 1942. We heard Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong, two names to conjure with. Eh? From 1957, His Trumpet and Their Voices on G-Baby, Ain't I Good to You. Before that, we heard Billy Butterfield and his wonderful trumpet work on What's New from 1938. His very own song written for him with the Bob Crosby Orchestra. And then we'll go back to 1935. We're going to hear from Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra. Brother of Jimmy, as I mentioned, they went their separate ways in that year and each set up bands that went on to become very popular. This is Tommy Dorsey with his own band, and they're just starting out in 1935. They're going to bring us the number written by Ned Washington and George Bassman, and it's called I'm Getting Sentimental Over You. Thank you. we just heard from Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra with I'm Getting Sentimental Over You, written by Ned Washington and George Bassman, or Bassman. And that was recorded in 1935. And next up, we're going to go to 1936, to a group led by pianist Teddy Wilson, no stranger to the program. And he's joined on this one by Helen Ward. Now, Helen Ward sang with the Benny Goodman Orchestra, and Teddy was involved with the orchestra at this time. She also made lots of smaller group recordings with Teddy and other musicians. And that's what we'll hear this morning. The song is written by Ralph Ranger and Leo Robin, and it's called You Came to My Rescue. And by the way, joining them in the studio amongst the group is Chris Giffen on trumpet and Benny Goodman on clarinet, of course Teddy on piano, and Gene Krupa and Lionel Hampton too. So it's a real lineup from the Benny Goodman Orchestra in a smaller group. Helen Ward, Teddy Wilson and friends, You Came to My Rescue. At the end of the program today, and I hope you enjoyed our music from, the 1930s through to the 1950s. And please stay with us. Randy's coming up with 2 hours of fantastic jazz for you in another three or four minutes. And do please join me again next week for more songs from the old days. We have one more for you this morning, and we'll go to 1954. To a lovely jazz singer called Helen Merrill. She's going to bring us the Cole Porter number, You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To.
last moon burning above. You'd be so